This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let's focus on the core subject here, Tim Swartz. Mm-hmm. Do you believe, or feel in some strong way, that maybe there is time travel and that some or all UFOs are visitors from our future?
That's one of my favorite speculations about the UFO phenomena, is that at least some aspect of it could very well be time travelers. Because if you are some, you know, future civilization and have managed to crack that egg and have the ability to travel into the past, what better way, though, to disguise yourself than to take on the guise of UFOs and extraterrestrials? I mean, you know from history books that people were seeing these kinds of things. So, you know, you go back and say, you know, somebody accidentally runs across you. You're not going to go and say, oh, yeah, you know, we're your, you know, great, 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 great grandparents from the future. No, you're going to say, yeah, we're aliens from Zeta Reticuli. Yeah, that's what we are. Because face it, you know, who's going to call you out on that? If you're driving down the road and come across the landed flying saucer with guys out walking around and they tell you that they're from another planet, you're probably not going to stand there and call them a liar. You know, you're going to go, yeah, that makes sense to me. So if you do have the ability to travel into the past, taking on, you know, the disguise of being extraterrestrials visiting from other planets, that's really a good way to go. Whether or not you can actually, you know, we can actually do that or not, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a fun mind game. And there is, you know, there are a lot of very interesting cases of people who have had communications with UFO beings. And these beings have a really good knowledge of the witness's life, a good knowledge of what's going to happen to them in the future, who they're going to marry, where they're going to end up living. You know, their Uncle Fred's going to die in a car accident 2 years from now, that sort of thing. And it wouldn't be something that you would think that scientists from another, you know, visiting from another planet would have that kind of knowledge. And even if they did, you know, why would they even tell somebody something like that? There's a story about a woman who had a whirlwind romance with a gentleman and married to him for like 5 years, thought she knew everything about him. And then one day he came up to her and said, you know, we're going to go and take a trip. And he apparently drugged her because she said that once that she got in the car, she kind of like started to zone out. And as they were driving along, he was telling her things about what was going to happen to her in the future. He said that she wasn't going to see him again, but that she told him that she would remarry, the house that she would live in, how many kids that she would have. She blanked out, and she found herself on an examination table. It kind of turns into almost the typical abduction experience, where there were human-looking people standing over her, examining her, and she said that she remembered one of them chuckling and saying to the other, "She's going to think that this involved UFOs." And then she blanked out, and she woke up at home. Her husband was gone. Everything that he, you know, that he had had, you know, with her was gone, but the predictions that he had given her on that car trip all came true. So I've always found that story kind of interesting, especially with the, you know, these guys in the white coats just kind of joking around saying, you know, oh, she's going to think this was about UFOs. And so, you know, maybe it was some kind of time travel type of situation. But like a lot of other bizarre UFO stories, it just it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But then again, I mean, I suppose that's that human bias that I and others have, where we always try to find some kind of meaning to situations, and this story doesn't seem to have any meaning except if you consider that, well, maybe this guy was a time traveler for whatever reason, and there are other, you know, I mean, if you do the research, you'll find other equally fascinating stories involving UFOs that seem to have a time travel, time slip aspect to them.
Of course, the thing here is that these time travelers, like the one who was supposedly this woman's husband, have a significant effect on the time in which they live. And that gets back to, we kind of talked it over with Dr. Masters, and he posted an alternate theory. But the key here is, okay, if someone comes through time and they swat a fly or something, or whatever, anything that causes any kind of change, that can simply accelerate and become a major, major alteration of the time stream. So the question would be then, does that make time travel impossible because of the constant changes? Does time travel open a new reality? So whatever you do, whatever mischief you cause, well, it's not in this reality. It's on Earth 17.
Dr. Matthews, he embraces the block universe theory, which says that no matter what happens, I mean, the past, the present, and the future has already been determined. So that if you are a time traveler and you go back into the past, well, it was because you were meant to go into the past, and anything that you do in the past already happened. It was meant to happen. So there won't be any paradox like the grandfather paradox, because that's, you know, that was what happened. It was meant to happen that way.
So you can't do something like change the past. Okay, we're going to create an event where JFK is not shot in Dallas. Does that mean he'll be shot as soon as he gets back to D.C.?
If you go by the idea of the block universe, nothing that you can do when you go into the past would stop that assassination. If you tried to stop it, it would still happen. And everything that you did had already happened. It was meant to be that way. I remember there was an old Superman comic where Superman attempted to stop the Lincoln assassination by flying by really fast and grabbing the bullet as it exited the gun. But when he got back to his time, he found that the bullet had accidentally been sliced in two, and the assassination still happened. So that's kind of the block universe, you know.
Okay.
No matter what you do, it happened.
Well, in Superman the movie, which, by the way, that scene was supposed to be in the second movie, not the first, but whatever. In Superman the movie, to save Lois Lane's life, he spins around Earth faster and faster to go back through time. And by going back through time, he saves Lois's life. So he changed the past. Or we're saying, well, he would have done that anyway. Lois Lane would not have died. He would have saved her, and that's where it happens. That's it. No matter what he did, the real past was Superman saving Lois.
Yeah, I hate that ending.
I do too, but like I said, it was considered originally for the second movie. And then the producers got in some kind of problem creatively or whatever with Richard Donner, the original director of Superman the movie. And therefore, Superman 2, they reshot some of the footage And Richard Lester, who also did Help and Hard Day's Night, Richard Lester was credited with being the director of Superman II, even though to some degree he was reusing the old footage. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about time travel. Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Dr. Masters Block Theory. You can't change the past. It's already there. Isn't that kind of like the movie Arrival, where the aliens, the heptapods, communicate through time?
Yes, very much so. I love that movie, by the way.
Tell our listeners about it. I really loved it, but it is not something that you can just get if you don't pay attention.
It starts out with the main protagonist. You know,
is Lois Lane.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I can't remember what the actress's name was.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. Okay. She, she's going about her day, with her daughter and all that. It's been a while since I've seen this now. She's a linguistics expert, and she is called in after spaceships land at various points around the planet, and it's part of her job to try to communicate with these beings who use a way of communicating that is, it involves more like, how would you describe it? Like symbolism, almost like symbols on the floating in the air or around them. But the main point of the story is that they are knowledgeable of the past, the present, and future. They see it all at the same time, and they realize that if they don't come to Earth at that point and develop communications, that in a future event, that there's going to be some kind of cataclysm that kills the aliens, and it will be people from Earth who will be able to save them. But at some point, there is a... And because it involves time, perceptions, Gene, it's hard for me to remember how this placement goes, but the Chinese are going to go and bomb one of the ships that landed on their soil, and she is able to communicate with an ambassador that she knows not to do this because she is remembering this event from the future. I'm not doing this description justice.
It's a very smart movie. You watch it, you pay attention. And the only thing that worries me is, if E.T. is so damn advanced, wouldn't they figure out a way to communicate with us without all this rigmarole? But then you have to have a film that lasts for 2 hours.
That's right. That's right.
You see, that's part of it right there. Why should we need to communicate with E.T.? If they can figure out how to get here from another galaxy, another star system, surely they know how to communicate with us somehow. And therefore, we should not need to learn a new language.
Well, that's always been my point, Gene, when it comes to these people who have built, like these UFO landing pads with flashing lights in an attempt to communicate with the UFOs. My argument has always been, if they've been coming here all this time, they already know how to communicate with us. They just don't want to. So, you can flash the lights at the landing pad all you want. They're just going to ignore you.
You can basically go up and say, howdy. How the heck are you? And they will respond in E.T., or they'll have a universal translator. You see, that's how they did in Star Trek. They didn't want to have to go through the titles and everything, so they gave a universal translator, which mostly works. Now, in the TV show Stargate SG-1, after like the first episode where everybody's talking in Ga'u language, the serpent language, or ancient Egyptian, they speak English, and that's it. Very, very little explanation as to why. I mean, it's like changes in the character, like Christopher Judge, who plays Teal'c, the alien with the crazy tattoo on his forehead. He's bald through most of the TV series. Beginning in season 8, he grows hair. And the reason is, he says he was so uncomfortable shaving his head every day that finally, after 7 years, the producers said, okay, we'll let you grow your hair starting in season number 8. This is true. And therefore, he could grow his hair.
TV line.
And then it would ask him a couple of times, gee, your hair looks different. And that's it. And he never answers. He looks at them. He stares. This is serious. I'm looking at the episode. Suddenly, he's got hair.
That's funny. Well, okay, so with the time travel thing, It does make for interesting stories, but the thing is you can't have it both ways, right? It's either if it's a block universe, then everything is predestined. There is no changing the past or the future. There is only whatever slice of time you happen to be in at that moment. It's like a frame in a film strip, and that's all you get. But there's a lot of people that say, well, no, it can change. It's, of course it changes, because it seems like there is such a thing as cause and effect, and that therefore it's dynamic. One thing leads to another by virtue of what has come before. Now, it is possible that in a block universe, everything was created in a flash to be that way. That's the only way that that could happen. It's conceivable that it could be that way. But then you don't get it both ways. You don't get to say, oh, well, I'm going to go back and change the future so that now when it gets to be 100 years from now, it's completely different than it's already laid out. But people do seem to want to have it both ways. And that's just not possible in the block universe model. Mm-hmm. But like Gene was saying, well, then there is the other interpretation, like the many worlds interpretation, where, okay, perhaps we've got two different universes. They were both set in motion at exactly the same time, and they evolve in exactly the same way, or maybe two entirely different block universes that are allowed to change and spawn new universes. So you could have, say, someone from one universe coming over to this one, and because their universe is evolving faster or was started at a different time, they're at a different position. So to them, from their perspective, coming to this universe would seem like they've either gone backward or forward in time, depending on where in their time they're from. But that's a completely different thing than what most people think of when they think of time travel.
I like the idea that that we have a paradox-free reality, and that if you do manage to be able to travel into the past and, say, accidentally kill your grandfather, that you then create an entirely new timeline.
That branches
off from that one. The only problem with that is that more than likely, you still would not be able to return to your own timeline, because you're now in this new branch of time, and you could go into the, back into the future, but it's not going to be your future. Yeah, your future is now no longer accessible, to you. It could be that.
It could be, but then you just end up branching off a whole other universe again.
We've got more to come. Another universe, perhaps. We'll see on the other side with Gene Randall and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump ended Saturday, with Trump being acquitted of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. 57 senators voted to convict, while 43 voted to acquit, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. Representative Eric Swalwell said he knew more in the room were uncomfortable with the former president's actions that day, but the California Democrat tells CNN that he believes he and his fellow impeachment managers made their case to the American people.
The number of senators who said guilty today did not match the number of senators I watched over days who were concerned and moved and bothered by what Donald Trump did. I can't explain why they could not find the will to say guilty, but I think the American people forever know just who Donald Trump is and what he did not do when we needed him.
This is USA Radio News. Seven Republicans joined all 50 Senate Democrats Saturday in voting to convict former President Donald Trump of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol in his second impeachment trial. Maine Senator Susan Collins was one of those Republicans, and she explained her vote on the Senate floor, saying she believed President Trump's actions that day were a betrayal of his oath of office.
My vote in this trial stems from my own oath and duty to defend the Constitution of the United States. The abuse of power and betrayal of his oath by President Trump meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. And for those reasons, I voted to convict Donald J. Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The other thing is here, in addition to having, you know, 26,000 alternate realities or 20 million or whatever, is the sheer number of UFOs that are being seen. If they're visitors from another time stream, future, whatever, so many, I mean, gosh, it's like time travelers are all over the place. You think, in the future, do they have any regulations controlling time travel? Do they understand the consequences?
Well, that's the aspect of what we were talking about before the break, that there are no consequences. You could go back in the past and you go back to prehistoric time and shoot as many dinosaurs as you want. You know, it's not going to affect the world that you originally came from because the timeline just branches off away from there into something else.
Right, but also the number of dinosaurs may not impact the number of humans that are around.
Right.
Unless they exist simultaneously.
Well, it could change timelines, though, if you think about it. Like, let's suppose that instead of it being a block universe, they are evolving universes. And that when you go back, or, well, let's say not back in time, but say you're coming from another universe and you're going to one where there are dinosaurs and that universe is evolving and you're going right to that point in time where that universe is evolving at its very leading edge and you kill off everything and destroy the planet, it will never evolve into whatever it would have evolved otherwise, right?
There's always going to be, you know, consequences. There's always going to be a butterfly effect. Whether or not it affects your reality, that's the argument that, you know, physicists are going to have to, you know, be, you know, considering, you know, in the future if somebody does develop a time travel theory. One of the things that I have found really interesting about the, you know, the whole discussion about time travel is the phenomena of time slips. And that's where somebody, say, you know, they're walking down the street and all of a sudden they seem to find themselves sometime in the past, you know, rather than a concrete sidewalk, they're on a brick sidewalk. The cars disappear, there's horse-drawn carriages. Some people report that they can even, you know, smell the smoke in the air and, hear people, talking back and forth. And a lot of times it fades away and they find themselves back in the present. You know, on the face of it, and, you know, I've done a lot of research on this and had talked to a lot of people who have had this happen to them. It sounds very much like that this person has actually experienced a past event. Did they actually go into the past? Was it more like a embedded memory in that location that they were able to access, magnetic tape or, digital playback that only some people are able to perceive? It's a possibility. I've started leading more to the idea that there may actually be alternate realities that, parallel worlds in the science fiction term, that flow alongside of this reality, that they may not necessarily be in the same exact timeline as ours. Some may be a little further ahead of us, which would seem to us to be the future. Some may be behind us, which would be the past. And somehow some people are able to access that reality.
Right. They talk about like these dimensional portals, mm-hmm. for lack of a better, when we say dimensional, well, I think we're talking about a trans-universal portal where somehow through some process that we don't understand, whether, it's a cut and paste kind of thing, like some kind of matrix or there's an information conduit or something opens up. Mm-hmm. Recently we had Walter Bosley back on the show and he talked about a really interesting experience he had in Disneyland, mm-hmm. where he believes that he actually met a person from the past who had found himself in Disneyland from another time. And he's got a picture of this guy and everything. It was a really interesting story for people who haven't checked out that episode. You got to go back and listen to that. And I absolutely love these accounts. They're totally fascinating, for sure.
By the way, Walter Bosley's on the January 31st, 2021 episode. Dr. Michael P. Masters, January 24th. Carry on.
Tim, what do you think about, when we're talking about this, what do you think about the Mandela effect? Mm-hmm. Are you one of the people that remember Mandela dying in jail? Or one of the people that remember him getting out of jail and becoming, or are you one of the people who remember both?
I definitely remember that he didn't die in jail and that, he was let out and became president of South Africa for quite a while. Yeah, I do have, and I don't know, I don't know if it's the Mandela effect or just my own bad memory, but every once in a while, I'll be reading the news and a celebrity, a certain person has passed away. And I'll be like, I thought this person was already dead.
Yeah.
And have distinct memories of reading this before.
Yeah.
That happens to me quite a bit. There was Harvey Fierstein. Now, there was an example that I could have sworn that maybe about 5 years ago that I had read that he had passed away from throat cancer. And then, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, here he pops up in, I think he was in like a play or something like that. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought Harvey Fierstein was dead. But I've had that happen a couple of times. So, is it a Mandela effect or is it just my bad memory? I think that a lot of these cases that people refer to You know, like the misspelling or mispronunciation of those of the Berenstein Bears.
Right.
You know, I think it's just a situation where the, you know, their memory hasn't served them very well.
But then there's other ones, and we talk about, well, there's the Jif or Jiffy peanut butter. Which one is it? Right.
Right.
And but yeah. there's the James Bond one, Gene. I forget exactly which movie it was from, but we definitely remember Jaws, the character Jaws, and he has these chrome kind of teeth, and he can bite through cables, and he's on the side of the villains. He's like the enforcer, and then there's another character, Dolly, who is this sweet woman, and at the end, these two get together, and we see Dolly smile, and she's got braces, so he's
right.
Got all right, but apparently she never did have braces.
No,
yeah,
that was from the movie Moonraker.
Okay,
it so was the movie have- Moonraker. The actress is Blanche Ravalek. Okay, now
I
the thing here is that officially, and certainly the memory of the people who were in the movie is that. She did not wear braces at all. I remember that she did. And yes. Richard Kiel doesn't remember it that way, I don't think.
He did. He swore. He swore to his deathbed, the guy who played Jaws, that she did have braces. He himself, you can find that online. I mean, if it's true, but I mean, that's what he says, according to the articles that I looked up.
What we can do is remember interviews that he did. Now, Richard Kiel did a number of recorded interviews. He was a very smart, gentle guy. The thing about that movie also, and the previous one in which he appeared, is that the audiences took to his character because there was a sense of humanity, that he was really a nice guy, despite being saddled with these crazy teeth and biting people's necks or whatever he did. Despite being a murderer, people liked him because, again, he was such a nice guy in person. We got more to come, not about Richard Kiel or Dolly, with Gene Randall and Tim Urin.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
As people know, Tim Swartz works with Tim Beckley. How is Tim doing these days, by the way?
Oh,
the other Tim.
Yeah, the other Tim Beckley, yeah. Well, you know, we have a show of our own called Exploring the Bizarre.
Well, that fits Tim Beckley perfectly.
Right, and we're often referred to, it's like the Tim and Tim show. And sometimes we have a guest whose name is also Tim, and then it gets even more confusing.
This was like, for example, when Chris O'Brien was co-host, and we get Chris Rutkowski on. But now we just have one Tim. Let's continue this discussion here. At the end of the day, and we're going to have you back for after the PowerCast, by the way. We're going to stick you in the chair for 45 minutes after this, and you will not be able to get up. But the thing about after the PowerCast is there will be no restrictions in language. Anyway, after all this, with time travelers and everything, having written 26,000 books for Tim Beckley, what do you think the things are?
That's the $6 billion question, isn't it? I don't know. I'm just going to come right out and say, I don't know. I try not to develop a belief system on any of this stuff, because as soon as you start believing in something, then that closes your mind to new facts and new information. I do think that all the things that we have talked about tonight probably has some basis in reality. I think that, you know, people do see UFOs, where they come from, what they ultimately are. I have no idea. Time travel, I think that there probably is a very good possibility that at some future date, either on our own or maybe with the help of somebody else, that we'll be able to develop it. But I think that there is a paranormal aspect to all of this as well that clouds the water, so to speak, even more, that makes it even more difficult to separate all of this out. And maybe that's the point. You know, maybe we're not ready yet to understand completely all of the strange things that we run across in this reality, you know, because face it, I mean, our brains are still set up to hide in the bushes so the tigers don't eat us, and to start thinking about far out topics like life on other planets or the ability to travel through time or what reality is outside of our brains, outside of our senses, I don't think we're quite ready for that yet. It's probably going to be another, you know, maybe 10,000 years before we reach that point.
But there are the ancient philosophers. We've been pondering this for thousands of years, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure that we've gotten any closer, but there are scientists that are taking the idea that this universe is some kind of a generated construct, like a, some kind of a matrix type setup, that they're taking that very seriously. If that's the case, then a lot of these things could become very, very possible. Instantaneous transportation, vanishing, seeming like time travel, all of that stuff could become a possibility if that's the case, because the grand system or whatever it is, all it needs to do is just change it to however it wants to change it.
I think there's a lot of good evidence that the universe and our reality is some kind of simulation. What the source of that simulation is, who knows? Are we just in some kind of petri dish in somebody's laboratory in an even wider universe? Or more along the line, esoteric, are we somebody's dream, in a big cosmic mind? Because if you look at some of the pictures that have come out of the different galaxies and groupings of galaxies across the parts of the universe that we have been able to photograph both optically and using radio photography, it almost looks like the cells of a brain. I find that really fascinating. So possibly the universe could be somebody else's brain. The bigger we go, is it any different than the smaller we go?
It's a little charm in somebody's necklace. I mean, Man in Black. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
That was a great ending. Yeah, that was classic.
It was. And I don't think that is really that far outside of the realm of possibility, because if you do, you look at what we're able to see now in the tiniest parts of quanta, comparing it to the largest parts that we are able to see in the universe, and unfortunately right now it's only, really just a small part, there doesn't seem to be any difference. The bigger you go,
it's a big mystery either way.
Yes. Yeah.
We really don't know when it comes to reality or existence itself how anything really got here. I mean, we could say, it was the Big Bang. But of course, then there's the question, well, what about before that? And then, some people say, well, there just wasn't anything before that. But that doesn't make any sense. That's just a cop-out, right? So people come up with the idea, well, this universe before that actually emerged from another universe. And then you get into the whole infinite regression thing. Just going back to before in our last segment, by the way, when it comes to people who we thought had passed on and then we find out they're still alive, one for me was, there was Mandela. I'm one of those people that swear I saw, the whole funeral procession. It was a big deal and everything else. And that when he came out of jail, I thought it was an imposter. I thought somebody had taken his place and that somebody would be on this and figure it out. And then it just turned into this Mandela thing, and which, it's really quite bizarre. And I'm certainly not alone on that. But when it came to celebrities, I swore that there was a news thing. It was on the radio. It was in the paper. It wasn't a very big deal, but David Crosby. And then I'm in this bookstore, and he's written this book, and I'm like, I thought he was dead, right? And apparently not.
In the same vein, I think there was a feeling that Joni Mitchell was dead. And she's not, by the way. She's been very ill, but she's not dead. And she was a contemporary and former lover of David Crosby, I think. So it kind of puts it in the same vein. Of course, we don't want to get into that because people do sometimes think certain performers are dead, sometimes because they haven't done anything for a while. Oh, that person hasn't done anything. Maybe they're dead.
Yeah, they brought it back with using holograms.
They're doing things with motion capture. Mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher has been in two movies since she died.
Right, right.
Think about that.
Peter Cushing, yeah. They did the same thing with Peter Cushing,
of course. He died and he was in, how many different movies? I hope really that his estate is getting money from the movies that recreate him. Yeah. But the other thing is with motion capture, there's a point there where basically we don't need any actors. We can recreate them, although not exactly, because motion capture is where they're actually taking an actor and duplicating what that actor is doing by CGI. And if you ever want to see an interview about how that's done and how complicated, Christopher Judge, who played Teal'c in Stargate, also did a video game or a role where he did motion capture, and he explains in an interview how complicated it is compared to regular acting. Tim Swartz is not acting when he tells us, where can we find more of your stuff?
All right. Well, all of my books, you can go to Amazon. Just type in Tim Swartz. They'll all come out in their juicy glory, as I said before. You can visit our website that I share with Timothy Green Beckley and others at conspiracyjournal.com. Just one word, conspiracyjournal.com. And, of course, there's Exploring the Bizarre, the radio show that Beckley and myself, we do it Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on the KCO. Our digital radio network.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. We're certainly on Facebook. You can also find official 1000% genuine PowerCast merchandise. Go to thepowercast.shop, thepowercast.shop. Check out the PowerCast Plus at thepowercast.plus, where we offer a version of the show free of the network ads, the After the PowerCast podcast, with extra content like Tim Swartz. We'll be back. For more, we are offering, for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, a free coupon code for The Phenomenon, the James Fox UFO movie. And that's only as applies less, because each coupon code is unique. For more information about the PowerCast Plus, go to theparacast.plus. Jim Swartz, thanks for being one of our favorite Tims and joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you, Gene and Randall. I had a great time tonight, and I hope your audience enjoyed it as well.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.